There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on a Friday live local talk over the next couple of hours. Hey, y'all, I'm Sean Sullivan. I'll be talking with you from now till 2 o'clock. You want to be part of the show? 343-0106. 343-0106. Text line, phone line, same number. You can give me a shout there. Maybe you want to put that in your contacts. Just FM Talk 106.5 there on the smartphone and put in 251-343-0106. Keep that thing handy. A lot to talk about. This hour, we're going to talk some tolls. I know, but I could go through. I could tell you this right now. So I'm been booked on a show in Huntsville this afternoon because they even want to talk tolls, and we're going to get into that in just a second. I could go back through all the same toll talk I've already had, and it would just be as exciting as ever because. What folks are there's new folks waking up to this every day that want to talk about the tolls. So I could do that, but because of just how I'm wired, I always got to find a new angle. Some days the angles I find or the new pieces of information or connecting dots in the Bridge Toll Project are chip shots. Sometimes they're seven irons, and sometimes I pull out the Big Bertha. And just dead solid, perfect, hit that ball. And this one is happening today. This is something that, being talked about today, and I'm going to get to it in just a second, but it was set up from a couple days ago with Governor Ivey. Now, we had reported, I think, earlier in the week that Governor Ivey had had this meeting, I guess it was yesterday, with the U.S. Department of Transportation, confirming the $125 million infrastructure for rebuilding America, the Infra Grant. Remember I told y'all earlier in the week when everybody went berserko because Senator Shelby put out a tweet and a memo and said he had secured $125 million in funding for the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. I said, wait. That's the 5 or 7% or whatever the heck it is. Because I've been saying 7%. I think I saw a story over at Fox 10. They're calling it 5%. I have not done the latest calculation on how much. Is it $2.1 billion? Are we up to $2.3 billion? And then obviously figuring out what $125 million is of that. So somewhere between 5 and 7%. That is what we've been talking about for over months, maybe even a year's time. And that wasn't even a sure thing. And that number's down from a possible, we had gone after $250 million, I think, in that federal money and down to $125 million. But Governor Ivey has a shindig, a presser, to talk about the $125 million in Infra Grant that is coming to the state of Alabama to put in with the rest of the money. We got to figure out where to get from the drivers of the I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel down the road to pay off the 2.1, 2.2, whatever, 2-point-something billion-dollar I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. So they had this meeting yesterday to talk about the Infra Grant. Okay, so the governor does this, and so the reporting here, Sean Ross over at Yellowhammer News has the headline, Ivy on Mobile Bay Bridge Project. We must continue working together to find creative solutions. Okay, so in this story it says, quote here, it is vitally important for us to engage our partners at every level, federal, state, and local, to ensure we are effectively using our dollars while making necessary enhancements to infrastructure in Alabama. Governor went on to say, I'm proud to support the Trump administration in their endeavor. That's probably endeavor. When you think, I don't have the audio, just a copy here, Endeavor, to not only make Band-Aid fixes, but to make substantial long-term improvements to infrastructure, end quote. Okay. Nowhere in that did the governor talk about the fact that $125 million is 5 to 7% of the $2.13 billion this project's going to cost. Sean Ross goes on to write, the Mobile Bridge project, with a projected cost of more than $2 billion, yeah, that's fair, has become a hot-button political issue in coastal Alabama. I love Sean, but you don't say, Sean. He says, with ALDOT currently planning to utilize tolling. And then he goes and talks about all the stuff that we all know living down here. But what is interesting, it goes on, the governor then says, while I am thrilled to welcome this important funding from USDOT, our work is not done yet. Okay, I'm thinking maybe she's going to address tolls here, right? Governor says, this makes it even clearer that we must continue working together to creatively find solutions for not only these two projects, but also the other needed improvements across the state. So the governor talks about the bridge project, talks about the $125 million, and doesn't address the gigantic gorilla in the room that's a billions of, over, you know, a couple billion dollar gorilla that's sitting right there. So then it goes to this. So there's, I'm just setting some backstory here. So that happens yesterday morning. And there's a story, the story's up over at Yellowhammer News. I'll tweet it here during the break. So there's the backstory. So she has this presser. She's there and does not at any point mention the toll. Knowing the governor is well aware that the toll is the lion's share of this. $125 million isn't much. Then you have another part of this, and I'm going to get to the audio here in just a second. There was the show that runs on Saturdays here after the midday replay. I have a show with Dale Jackson out of Huntsville. Dale Jackson hosts a TV show called Guerrilla Politics, you know, which I never went back and watched, Dalton. I was on that show a couple months ago. I need to go back and see it if it's in the archives. But he was previewing here on his show this morning. He was previewing what was going to be on his TV show because they film it ahead of time. And he talks about one representative from North Alabama recounting what happened in the Q&A portion of this meeting with the governor after the non-toll talk happened there, the governor said. And if I have this right, is this the cut?
Smile.
Okay, there's the cut. So there is, and now Dale, by his nature, he yells. So he yells. So yelling Dale will tell you what he heard. This is, he is giving us a preview of what's going to drop tomorrow. You'll hear this on Guerrilla Politics tomorrow starting at 11:30. You go watch it on online as well if you want to watch a TV show. But here's what Dale rolled out this morning that would be on his TV show.
Smiled to me. But here's what he says. He says that at the end, a state representative, or maybe a state senator, one of the elected officials from Mobile, looks at John Cooper, the head of ALDOT, and says to him, do you still support these tolls? And I swear this is how the story is told. You can see it on Guerrilla Politics. Butler said that John Cooper stood up, asked, I was wondering when this was going to come up, smiled, and said, not only am I continuing to be for tolls in this project, I am also for tolls on other projects. So this is how big money, expansive projects are going to get done in the state of Alabama if this toll bridge goes down in Mobile Bay. So you tell me it's not a big story. You tell me it's not a huge deal. And I will tell you repeatedly, over and over, this is the test case. This is the canary in a coal mine.
How about that? All right, we'll come back. We'll kind of break down what went down in that meeting yesterday as John Cooper is not only doubling down, I would say tripling down on tolling. And grab your calls, too, when we get back. 343-0106. How about that, y'all? How about them apples?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Do not forget, set a reminder. Coming up next hour, 6.5 stories with Dalton Orwig, because it's a Friday. He's got quite the roundup of internet stories that I have just flat missed this week. You don't want to miss that. Starting next hour right here on Midday Mobile. All right, run through this and then we'll grab some calls. You can hop on now, 343-0106, 343-0106. This texter says, I was backed up in traffic in the Bankhead Tunnel. I love how this all fits together. I was backed up in traffic in the Bankhead Tunnel. Missed the majority of the clip you just played. Can you update it, please? Oh, absolutely. Play it again. So I had laid out, if you didn't catch it a second ago, I had laid out a story from Sean Ross over at Yellowhammer News, just talking about, it's just a discussion of the governor had a presser yesterday. Governor Ivey had a presser to talk about this $125 million infra grant that has come to the state to be used on the bridge project. This is the one that was reported earlier in the week like it was something new, and we said, no. This is the same old money we've talked about. This is the 5 to 7% of federal money that will be involved in the project. 5 to 7%, that's it. And the governor talking about, thank you for the money, thanks to the Trump administration. Okay. Then goes on in there to talk about infrastructure in our state and talking about the bridge and talking about the partners. And to quote the governor, said it's vitally important for us to engage our partners at every level, federal, state, and local. She didn't say P3 there. To ensure we are effectively using our dollars. In other words, the governor goes through quite a discussion here of the bridge project, never mentioning the fact that the lion's share, and a big line at that, is going to be toll. It'll be toll money on this. So then this, I guess, wraps up, and there's and John Cooper from Aldot is there, the governor's there, and there's some back and forth, and this is how it's recounted. We'll play the clip right now. So this is from Dale Jackson. You've heard him on the show with me in the past. Dale does a talk show in Huntsville, and he does a TV show that you hear the audio of on Saturdays here. So tomorrow, starting at 11:30, at the end of the midday replay, you hear Guerrilla Politics. Is guerrilla as in like Sandinistas, not guerrilla as in Harambe. And Guerrilla Politics, he's here on his show, he's teasing something that you're going to see on the show if you go online and watch it tomorrow or listen to it here. So this is a setup. So he's setting this up. And he talks about this person that was at the meeting, I think a North Alabama representative, was relaying the story to Dale. Now, to answer your question beforehand, I do not know who the South Alabama rep is yet. We are trying to figure that out, and hopefully we'll have that answer by the end of the show. So Dale's laying out a tease here for his Guerrilla Politics show and says this.
Let's talk about that. There's things that can be politically unpopular and not killers. I'll talk to you about the gas tax if you want. That's one of those things. But there's more to this story. I spoke yesterday with State Senator Tom Butler on my TV show, Guerrilla Politics. You can watch it 10 a.m. Sunday on Way 31. It airs a bunch of times on WVNN, or you can go check it out at yellowhammernews.com. You can do all that. Tom Butler told me that he was at a meeting of the Joint Transportation Committee. The Joint Transportation Committee. That's where members from the House of Representatives and members from the State Senate get together and talk about road projects. Tom Butler tells a story which sounds insane to me. But here's what he says. He says that at the end, a state representative, or maybe a state senator, one of the elected officials from Mobile, looks at John Cooper, the head of ALDOT, and says to him, do you still support these tolls? And I swear this is how the story is told. You can see it on Guerrilla Politics. Butler said, that John Cooper stood up, asked, I was wondering when this was going to come up, smiled, and said, not only am I continuing to be for tolls in this project, I am also for tolls on other projects. So this is how big money, expansive projects are going to get done in the state of Alabama if this toll bridge goes down in Mobile Bay. So you tell me it's not a big story. You tell me it's not a huge deal. And I will tell you repeatedly, over and over, this is the test case. This is the canary in a coal mine.
All right. So there's the clip that, and I'm still going to find out who that individual South Alabama representative or senator was that asked that question. If you happen to be one of them that's listening right now, please let me know. Or you want to rat somebody else out, because I'd like to talk to that person and find out their reaction on hearing that this is just the, at least according to this and the related story from Senator Butler, that this is just the beginning. That the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project and the tolling of the Wallace Tunnel and the future bridge is the test case for how they will do things going forward in Alabama. So when we've talked about and compared to, hey, why isn't Birmingham dealing with tolling there and we are here? Maybe we were just the first on their list to do this new idea. Is this something, you know, you see it in the Northeast, you've seen it elsewhere, these P3s, you've seen these projects before. This has now, I guess, arrived here in Alabama, and they're using us down here as the test case of this. I have a feeling the test is failing. And maybe it won't be implemented elsewhere. But that is what is... I mean, there it is. I mean, that, I'm not saying what... I mean, there's the... You got a senator saying that's what was said in the meeting by Director of ALDOT, John Cooper. That this is just the beginning of the tolling. This is, this project, just the beginning of this. 343-0106. 343-0106. We'll get your calls and text. Go first on the phones to, let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean. It might be time to send Brendan Kirby down into the data mine again to see which hedge funds John Cooper's invested in.
Yep.
But real quickly, you know, the governor said it's important that we continue to work with our partners to come up with creative solutions to fund these infrastructure projects. Well, I came up with a creative solution a couple of months ago that nobody's really picked up and really refuted or debunked or anything like that. And hear me out on this. If we double the statewide lodging tax from 2% to 4%, which would be a total of 6% statewide, and we committed every first dollar that comes in from the tax to pay for a 30-year bond for the bridge project. After that, any other dollar from this tax would go to any other infrastructure project outside of Alabama Congressional District 1. That's how you get it past other legislators in other parts of the state, because now they have, because that tax would generate almost double what it would require to pay back the bond. So now you have about $100 to $150 million for other infrastructure projects to play with.
Yeah, what you're saying is how you incentivize making some kind of coalition here on this.
Yeah. And then, if it was to the legislation, the tax was able to pass in that form, now you have state legislators and state senators from Alabama Congressional District 1 becoming Tom Hanks and Charlie Wilson's war, where they don't have a dog in the fight for the other half of that money, so they can start exchanging votes for road projects from that bucket for other things they need in their district.
Oh, and I like the thought process. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. Or let me throw another... And David, thanks for the call. Throw another wrinkle into this. What if this is a poison pill? You know, what if it's that you could, if you're ALDOT, okay, if you're ALDOT and you don't want to do all these other projects, all these projects coming, you don't want to do this because you, for whatever reason, you could say, hey, we got more than we can take care of, bringing our infrastructure that's already existing up to code, whatever it is, you could make these project, you say, yeah, sure, we'll do them, and you can make the situation so untenable that nobody wants them. So you can say you're doing your job presenting the projects, and you can say, hey, well, here they are, but nobody wants it. So it could be the future of these projects in the state, or it could be the end. Steve says, I went to a public meeting in Mobile back in May. One of the ALDOT engineers told me the same thing, that this is the way projects were going to be funded, with tolls. We were just going to be the first. And Steve points out, we haven't raised the federal gas tax since 93. Yeah, that's the last time Alabama had until this last session, or actually 92, I think, for Alabama. But Steve, I would argue, and it makes sense, you're talking about federal gas tax and it going back into highway funds. I'm with you. At the same time, there are other parts of federal funding that can be shifted away from places that I would argue are not the direct dictate of government, right? I mean, we're spending money on things at a federal level that are on down the list of what I, as a citizen, consider priorities of the federal government. And yes, you could get more federal gas tax. You could put that money in that way. But you could take money from some other expenditure and with some movement. But the problem is, how are you going to get somebody to move that in Washington? How are you going to get that? How are you going to get that moved? Chris on the text line says, this is not a test. It's underway. Yeah, so seconding what Steve's saying. So there you go. You heard the clip. There's a that John Cooper says, this is the beginning of it. We are the test case down here. So if everything that LDOT wants to do going forward, I've given you some options. Is it a poison pill, or if it's the new way of doing business? If this is the way LDOT is going to do projects from here on out, why would they? No wonder there's no wiggle room, right? Because they're setting a precedent going forward on how these things are done. I mean, if you're going to try to establish the new norm going forward in these kind of projects, then you would want it to be at its most extreme or codify the process as strongly as you could now. So down the road, when this other politician, whoever tries to whittle away at it, it's galvanized and it's stronger. And maybe that's why. And they go with $6, setting a high precedent, too, on the level of the tolls. Okay. Hold on the phones. Come right back. We'll go to the news. Come right back to you. 343-0106. This is Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you here.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yep. 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Coming straight to the phones. But I got to tell you about something before we do. My friends at Harry's, shaving with Harry's for years. I think it's over 4 years now, almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years this fall, I think. Shaving with Harry's. And I've told you about what a great deal it is, how great the shave is. And that's the key to the whole thing. It's the fantastic blades and the shave you get. Everything else is just window dressing, but it's pretty damn fancy window dressing as you go forward here. Join the 10 million of us who've tried Harry's and get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Right now, $3. That'd be $3 plus free shipping when you use my code MOBILE at harrys.com. So all the great stuff I've talked about over the years, $3 plus free shipping. So this summer, give Harry's a try. Special offer for y'all. Listen to this. New customers get $5 off the trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. You'll get the razor, you get the weighted handle, you get the foaming shave gel that's so great, travel cover, all $3. That's it. Free shipping as well when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. So go to harrys.com today, use code MOBILE, check out to claim your offer using code MOBILE, and let them know I sent you and help support the show and see what I've been talking about all this time. harrys.com. Just make sure to use the code MOBILE. You've been on the fence about Harry's. You've heard about it. You're like, I don't know if I want to change. I'm really kind of happy paying twice what I need to for my replacement blades. Well, break out of that this summer. Harrys.com. Make sure to use code MOBILE. All right, to the phones we go. And first up, Jay in Spanish Fort. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good. So what do you think? This is how it's going to be in the state of Alabama going forward, man.
So I'm wondering, are we not already paying for government services and infrastructure?
Like taxes? There's that taxes and money we borrow from China. Yes, our money and the Chinese money.
So I don't understand how we're being double taxed on this, essentially.
Well, because they'll say it is a voluntary tax, Jay. You don't have to go across.
Okay, so are we saying this where any municipality can set up a toll booth that's, say, on I-65 going from here to Birmingham?
Great question.
Fairland, Satsuma.
Great question.
Atmore, Greenville, Evergreen set up a toll booth and start collecting money from their city?
Yeah, they can say they're making... I'm sure, you have to make some kind of improvement to the roadway, but just say, let's say Evergreen. What's up, Evergreen? That folks in Evergreen want to expand 65 through there, make it better, Greenville or something like that. They just decide to do it and put a toll booth up. I don't know that that's true, but it seems like those questions are fair, Jay. You're asking. They are.
Yeah, somebody needs to be, we need to be doing more as a public express our anger over this.
I agree.
You're doing the best you can. I'm hearing a lot about here lately, but there definitely needs to be more
And I'll do my part, Jay, like I've been doing for years. I'll keep talking about it, keep pushing. Folks like you calling in and being part of the show make a difference. And there's obviously groups like the Common Sense Campaign organized around this as well, pushing back. And believe me, they're hearing about it. There's not a – listen, when you had Tuberville the other day – listen, and I'm sorry, if you're – Tommy Tuberville for Senate 2020, great. Good for you. But the fact that he's now fully engaged in the toll thing is not – it's because of the hue and cry from down here. He didn't just come upon that on his own, right? When the Roy Moore campaign sent me a memo last week talking about all the issues they had with the toll down here, it's because y'all have gotten their attention. The politicians now see it. That's fine. That's fine. Use it for what it is. We've been talking about it a long time. When you get people that are statewide, if they're elected or running for office, to notice it. Although I would point out the governor has that whole rah-rah about the $125 million infra grant, which is the 5-7% we've been talking about for years. Never mentions when she talks about the partnerships going on, federal, state, and local. How about private, Governor? I mean, that's how this is looking. Let's go to William on the Bayway next. Hey, William, be careful.
Okay. All right, let's shave millions and millions of dollars off of this project.
Okay.
It's my understanding that we're taking out the existing Bayway.
Yeah, they say they have to elevate. When they expand, they also have to elevate.
Okay, let's leave it there. Let's add the additional lanes, elevate it. This way, when you do that, if and when a storm ever takes out that bridge, you're not locked. You still got a way to get across the bay.
Not bad. Not a bad idea.
You can also throttle the amount of traffic on the big bridge and through the tunnel by simply having for example, $2 toll or $3 toll. And you could even change it. You say, okay, the big bridge is taking way too much traffic. But lower the toll on the tunnel. $0.50 or $1.
Right.
Got to move the traffic over.
Like a flexible.
So that way you throttle the traffic.
Interesting. And if y'all are picking up what William's saying, is he would adjust the tolls by what you wanted to have happen with the traffic. You would incentivize people to go one way or another. I like that.
If you have a backup, an accident on the Bayway.
I like no toll better, but yes.
Right. Absolutely. We all do. But even if you do have an accident in the tunnel, you send them up on the bridge. If you have an accident out on the Bayway, send them up on the elevated Bayway. But there's a lot of good reasons to leave the existing bridge there. I know the main reason for taking the old bridge out is because it's subject to storm surge.
Mm-hmm.
But is that going to happen?
I don't know.
20 years from now?
William, and this is something we talked about on the show before. Can, if you say could never happen, then you're going to be wrong as well. There is a chance we could have some mega storm that could take it out. But if you're insuring against, you and I were working actuarial tables, is it that big of a chance? Is it? I mean, if somebody said, "Hey, the hurricane could take out, could cross over the west end of Dolphin Island," that's going to be a cycle that's going to come pretty, at some point in our lifetimes. But maybe the water doesn't get high enough to go over the Bayway in my lifetime or my children's lifetime, or it may happen next week. I don't know.
Exactly. But the cost of demoing, removing the existing bridge, and then adding all of those lanes back, that's got to be millions and millions and millions of dollars.
They said a billion. Now, this would be, and this is going to be kind of like apples and something kind of looks like apples, but not a direct comparison. But they said the full replacement of the Bayway, the elevation and expansion would be $1 billion worth of the project. So that's where that billion
there
comes in. So, so it could be, maybe it is $500 million to do it the way you're saying, but it's less. It's less, and that makes
absolutely
a difference.
A lot less.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, William. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. Coming back, we're going to talk with Dale Jackson, who you just heard earlier on his show. He's teasing his show, Guerrilla Politics, that you'll hear tomorrow here at FM Talk 106.5. But he's talking about Senator Butler saying that the interchange with a representative from South Alabama, we still don't have the name of that representative, but that representative asked head of ALDOT, John Cooper, about the tolls. And, well, we'll let Dale recount the back and forth in a second. But the takeaway to me is that John Cooper said, this is just the beginning. which I would argue could be one of two things. It could be that they're just going to go ahead and try to lock it down now in the most extreme method to go ahead and set a precedent here, or it could be a poison pill. If you don't want to, if you're out on, you don't want this project or that project, you don't want to do it, say, well, yeah, we'll do that project. I know the people in that district want that project. We'll do it with a toll. And then what happens? Then people say no. And then you go, well, we tried. No, people didn't want the toll. 1243 FM Talk 106.5. We will be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1246, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile on this Friday. And here's the man that has started all the agita down here in South Alabama, my buddy Dale Jackson from WVNN and the Dale Jackson Show in Huntsville, who is driving on a are you on an interstate right now?
Yeah, I'm on 565, no tolls.
No tolls. Not yet. I do appreciate that you're paying attention, even if it's kind of like a scientist watching an experiment somewhere. Y'all are engaged and interested, at least you are, and Jeff is, in Huntsville about what's going on down here on the other end of the state with the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project and the tolls.
I'm convinced that my listeners don't care, though. I think me and Jeff are doing talk radio wrong. Like, Mobile Bay, who cares?
Right, but now with the bombshell that I told folks, of course, will be able to hear that tomorrow on Guerrilla Politics or listen right now. You talked about, you had a, was Senator Butler told you that, kind of set up this scenario, what led up to this sure. And what was said?
Now, I kind of feel like I've kind of betrayed his trust, maybe, because after I said that on the air, I thought to myself, was that an off-the-air conversation? Was that not on the air? Anyway, he told me that he was at the Joint Transportation Committee, which has senators, state reps, et cetera. And they all were with ALDOT Director John Cooper. And they're having a conversation. And towards the end, a state representative, I believe, female state representative from the Mobile area, asked him, are you still behind this toll? And this is how it was told to me. He smiled, stood up, and said, I wondered how long this is going to take. Hmm. And he said, not only do I support the toll on this project, but I support tolls as a way to get all major projects done.
Wow. I mean, even if that's your plan, why do you say it? I mean, I'm glad if that's what he's thinking, we know what he's thinking, but why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't know. The way I've been trying to explain it to my audience, and maybe I'm wrong here, but help me out. The way I look at it is this. In North Alabama, we have the Tennessee River Bridge that goes over... it's 65, but it goes over the Tennessee River. So they talked about putting another bridge down the river a bit from Madison, and it would have gone down into another county and across the bridge. Well, they wanted to toll that thing. And if people, and I try to explain to people, sure. They want to put this new bridge up, they want to toll it. But then they go back and toll the Tennessee River Bridge as well that's already built. That's the gist of what's happening, right?
Yeah, that is what's going to shock them, too, because that's, as long as I've been reporting on this story, Dale, it was back in January I heard something. I said, whoa. I didn't get that. So I had the folks from ALDOT on, and they told me back in January on this show that necessarily they would have to toll the Wallace Tunnel because of the leaky nature of traffic, leaky being, you know, people making a choice to not pay the toll on the bridge and going through the tunnel. So they said, yes, they have to constrain your ability to avoid the toll by putting a toll on the existing roadway. So, I mean, with that being said, I don't know why that couldn't happen in Huntsville.
Yeah, especially if that's by design. I mean, I think the amazing part about this is I think this is getting more attention than it normally would, because you guys have a congressional race out there, and your current congressman is running for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that's why it's getting even more outsized attention, not that it should be getting attention, but this is sort of like the canary in the coal mine. It's out there, and if this happens, get ready. And I think for that reason, you might see a little bit of action in the Alabama legislature next go around that says, maybe we rein this in a little bit. Maybe. Not sure. But maybe.
Yeah, and you're talking about reining it in. That's one of the things that's frustrating people down here, too, is, for lack of a better comparison, we only see the gold plan. You know, we're not offered, like, when you're getting, like, health insurance, right? You got the bronze plan, the silver, and then the gold. We just get the gold, and there's a lot of us going, hey, what does that bronze plan look like? And nobody's saying anything about a bronze plan.
Well, I put it like this. It almost looks like the folks down in Mobile want something to stand in front of when they're doing their national television hit. They can put up one of those pictures of the bridge and be like, how beautiful it is. They do it in Tampa with the Sunshine Skyway. You got the Golden Gate Bridge behind you. You got the Brooklyn Bridge. You got all these beautiful things behind you when you're doing your national cable news hits or something. I'm with you. There's got to be a plan B. How did we go from $800 million to $2.1 billion with seemingly no step in between?
And people ask at these meetings, and they like, how do you kind of find the other way? And they're like, okay, any other questions? I mean, they say, well, the federal constraints here, you know, we can only do this. If you change a federal roadway, you have to make, you know, you have to make these other changes, almost like grandfathered in ADA compliance kind of stuff, even though it's not ADA, but the same thing, it triggers in federal mandates, and you got to do this, that, and the other. I don't know, you know, of course, this goes back, this story has so many parts to it, but you know, not even naming it the Richard Shelby Bridge can get us more than $125 million in federal funding. Those times have changed. When this project started, Dale, it was an 80-20 split. It was going to be 80% federal, 20% amalgamation of local, state, whatever, municipal. And I said, back then, I said, how the heck are we going to come up with the 20%? Now it's 7%. That infra grant, that $125 million, is 7% of the project.
Whoa.
How y'all going to do that in Huntsville? I know Bo Brooks may have, you know, some more actually, he probably doesn't have leverage power when it comes to pork. But if you look at this, I mean, who can do a project? Local, LDOT, if you have projects of this scope, who can do it without federal money?
Yeah, I don't understand the premise here and why they're doing it the way they're doing it. And why the tolls? You know, what happened to, like, and this could sound crazy because your listeners aren't going to like this either, but what happened to, like, a bond project with a set amount of money and how much it's going to cost and how you're going to pay for it, all that stuff laid out there. But it sounds to me like this is just an open-ended toll that's never going to end. Of course people are going to be annoyed, angered, and frustrated by that.
It's 55 years is the sunset on this, with the ability to raise the toll based on inflation. And my question is, what happens if the private sector portion here, the funders of this go bankrupt, something happens, I don't know, zombies take over the world, and then all of a sudden we've got a unfinished project, or, you know, the part of this deal is they're supposed to maintain the project, and they can't afford it, then the state has to take it back over and pay for it anyway.
Yeah, wow.
So y'all enjoy that up in Huntsville when it comes your way. I mean,
yeah,
but
no.
But you're welcome. Yeah, well, what you know, and I am appreciative of you breaking the confidence of Senator Butler and outing him like that, because that is, it's important for us to know that the laugh, the kind of the measured response there from John Cooper, it's like he was. Am I stretching here for what Butler said, that it seemed like he was matter of fact or proud about the tolling going forward?
Both. And by the way, he said it. I'm just not sure how he said it. I don't remember. He told, you know how it is. You have somebody in the room, they say something on the air, and then they give you a little more color off the air. I don't remember which one it is, so don't tell me stuff unless you want it out there. But yeah, he said it. He said it pretty matter-of-factly. That's how I saw it. And, like, he was proud of it. Like, yeah, this is what we're doing. What are you going to do about it? And look, Sean, here's another question I have, just from someone who talks about this on the radio, too, and probably doesn't know enough about it. Where the hell is Kay Ivey? She announced something the other day, but didn't say a word about the toll.
Nothing.
Like, is she unaware that it's happening? That doesn't really bode too well for our governor if she is maybe that obtuse or lost in this, or maybe she's just the smartest politician on the planet and knows that if she doesn't say a word about it, it's not going to matter. No one's going to say anything to her.
Well, I was reading the same story you had read the other, I think maybe today on your show, Sean Ross' story from Yellowhammer, and you go through this, and the governor talks here, it seems like somewhat at length, about the bridge project and talks about partnerships or whatever endeavors that we're going to do, and mentions state, federal, and local, and not once private. I mean, this is the overwhelming, huge, the biggest line you ever stinking saw share of this comes from the private sector, and she never mentions it.
Yeah, I read that story, and I immediately text Sean Ross, because I said, Sean, did she say nothing about the tolls? And he said, nothing. And I was like, wow. So
she says nothing about the tolls, but the head of ALDOT, in almost a, at least, and I wasn't there to hear it in person, but seemingly maybe not flip, but in a just a, not even shying away from it, way, say, yeah, you know, hey, I don't want to say this and bring back, but tolls today, tolls tomorrow, tolls forever. I mean,
that's awesome. You know, I'll tell you this, let's just go all out. He maniacally laughed and stroked a cat, and he said, there will be tolls as far as the eye can see. Yeah,
Mr. Bond.
We might as well go all in on this thing. Yeah, he said he loves tolls, and he was wearing a jacket by the company that supports it. It's pretty amazing.
I got a text line that's flush with people asking questions that has somebody checked out the, is there any financial gain for members of ALDOT here? Listen, I don't have that kind of deep dive in research here, but I would say that maybe you could just flip it around, and if I didn't want to do a project, I could just hang the albatross of tolls around its neck and run people off of it. You know, if I didn't feel like that was the right project for ALDOT, and say, oh yeah, I'm coming in there to do that thing in Huntsville, I'm going to do that thing in Madison County, and you know what? We're going to toll it like you've never seen tolling before.
Let me offer you another scenario here, and this, I think you dealt with this a little bit too. Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle has been very good at raising their own funds for different projects, road projects, etc. And I think because of that, Huntsville gets screwed sometimes because they say, "Well, just deal with it yourself. If we don't do it, y'all will do it."
Right.
And that's just the way it is. There's a massive infrastructure thing going down where they close down a major artery for like a year and a half. And I think and if you talk to the mayor, he'll tell you, we have to do these things or nobody will. And I'm like, you may have put yourself in that situation.
Right.
So if you guys do this and this happens, not only are you guys maybe screwing yourself right now, you might be screwing yourself down the road and then screwing everybody else in the process. So we're relying on you guys to kill them.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. It seems like we've assembled the group down here to do it, and we'll see if this goes any further. But right now, it's at least the messaging we're getting down here is like business as usual. We're not offered any other plan, no silver, no bronze plan. We're not offered any other option, and they're going for full kitty, $6 each way, even though you can get the $90 a month kind of all you can drive pass and stuff. It's still going to be a big deal for individuals and for businesses down here. Man, if I've got a fleet of vehicles that's doing work, my business is in Mobile County, and they got to go to Baldwin County to fix air conditioners every day, what am I going to do about that extra money?
Yep. Well, I was asking there's got to be, this is crazy, but there's got to be somebody that works at a McDonald's on one side and lives on the other. That guy, he's screwed.
Yeah, they're going to lose money. They're going to lose money by going to work. Dale, as always, man, I appreciate it. Tomorrow, 11:30, Guerrilla Politics, you'll hear this and a whole lot more, and I'll check back with you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right. Dale Jackson checking in from Huntsville, and we're coming right back. Hour number two of Midday Mobile.